Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Tov Chav Ches. We are up to Zevav, the last line on page Resh Pei Tes. We're about to turn to page 578. The Mechaber says in Zevav, Klolo Shebetoras Kohanim, the curses, the toichacha that we find in Parshas Bechukosai, Ein Mavsikin Bohem, you cannot stop in the middle of the curses. Ella Echad Kore Kulam, rather one person, one Aliyah, reads the entire Tochacha. Umaschilim Bapsukim Shelifnehem, and you start some psukim before the klolo start. Umasayim Bapsukim Shalachareim, and you end with some psukim afterwards. Aval klolo Shebimishtatayra, but the curses that we find in Parshas Kisavo, in Dvarim, Yecholim Lahafsik Behem, there you are allowed to be mafsik, and we'll see why in the Mishabura. The Afal Pike Nogu Shalola Hafsik Bohem. Even though the halacha is you are allowed to be mafsik in the middle of the klolos in Mishnah Torah, the minig is not to. V'cheino hagim shalolukros echod bishmo lalos elokorim mishayirtza. The minig is also not to call up someone by name for the aliyah of the tochacha. Rather, you call up mishayirtza, and we'll see exactly what that means in Mirtz Hashem soon. So says the Mishabura, beginning in Sifkot and Tezvav. We said the klolos in b'chukosai emafsik in behem v'samchu ze akra de mishlei, and they relied this din on a pasuk in mishlei d'ksiv, as it says, Musar Hashem b'ni altimas v'al tokot b'tochachto, that a person should not be disgusted and show any kind of disdain for the musar or the tokach of Hashem. V'im hoya ze hakorei mafsik behen, if the person who was leaning would stop in the middle, v'yutzrichim likros acher, and they would have to call up somebody else, hoya nira ki'ilu kot ze. It would look like this person is disgusted by the tochacha. Sifkotan tezayin umaschilin. The mechaber said you start some psukim before and then you go on some psukim afterwards. The amru chazal, because chazal say, Shomra Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Einu bedin shu bonai mevarchuni al hatzaros shalahem. It's not appropriate that my children should bless me on their tzaros. Ela yikra echad hakol. Rather, one person should read the entire thing. V'yaskol bedavar echad, he should start with a certain topic before. V'sayim bedavar acher, and he should finish with another topic afterwards. V'yuchal levarech tchila vasof ad kan lashono. He can make the bracha in the beginning and at the end, and neither bracha will be going on the tochacha. There is an interesting question over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want my children to bless me for the tzaros they have, but what about the Gemara Brachos that says, Chayv Adam Levarech Ala Rok, Hashem Shem Levarech Ala Tov, it's Gemara Brachos. So how do we say over here, Hashem does not want us to make a bracha on the tzaros that we have? So Rashi on the Rif in Megillah answers that cloud of the Gemara Brachos, that we bless Hashem even for the Ra, that's only after the Ra comes upon us. So once it's upon us, so we praise Hashem for the Ra. Mashen came over here, we're just being warned about it, and we don't want it to come upon us, so there it would be inappropriate to make a bracha on the potential Ra that could come. Continues the Mishabura. Umishum zelavad hayadai sheyaskel bepasuk echad milifnei atochacha upasuk echad achar tochacha. If this was the only nakuda that we don't want to get bracha on the tochacha in the beginning at the end, it would be enough to have one pasuk before, one pasuk afterwards. Ela mipnei dekayim olam, but because we hold the ein maschilim beparsha pachos mishlosha psukim, you're never allowed to start a new parsha in the Torah by reading less than three psukim. V'chein ein mesaimim samuch leparsha pachos mishlosha psukim, you're also never allowed to end an aliyah within less than three psukim from the end of the parsha. Lekach tzarech lahasel shlosha psukim mikodem atochacha. Therefore, you have to start the aliyah three psukim before the tochacha begins. V'chein shlosha psukim achar atochacha. And you also have to read three psukim after the tochacha. V'zeu beparshas b'chukosai. This is all true that we can get three psukim before and three psukim afterwards by the tochacha in b'chukosai. Shiyesham shlosha psukim kodem kolosa parsha. There are three psukim before the parsha ends. However, the parsha's Tavo, Parshas Kisavo, die be pasuk echad. Thereafter, the tochacha, there is only one more pasuk before the parsha ends, so it's enough to read only one pasuk, and that is the pasuk of Eila Divrei Abris. She mistayim bazeh parsha. With that pasuk, we complete the parsha. Sifkaton yedzayin b'psukim shelifneim. We said we start with the psukim before the tochacha. Ubimokam shenohagim sharav av bezdin yeshlishi afilu b'parshas b'chukosai. in a place where the minhag is that the Rav gets always the aliyah of Shlishi, even in Bukhukosai. The imkain shuv lo yeshar lahaslo shosho psukim ikodem kriyas atochacha. And if that's the case, you won't have three psukim to read before the tochacha. If you look in the Chumash, you will see from Shlishi to the tochacha, there are four psukim. So if the Rav is going to get Shlishi, he's going to read three psukim, there's only going to be one pasuk left for the next aliyah before the tochacha. So what do you do? So yesh lahasil oda pam likro shloshu psukim lafreish. Go back a little and make sure that you get from the beginning of the parsha, you'll have three, you'll actually have four psukim before you read the tochacha. Ach nochon hadover. But really the proper thing to do is sharav yimchol al kvoido. The Rav, even though he normally gets Shlishi, should be Bochan is covered that week. Viyala Revi Bosa Shabbos, and he should give someone else Shlishi. We'll see the Bal Kore, who gets the Bracha, the Tocha, should do Shlishi, and the Rav should be Mochan is covered, and that week he should get Revi. That is a better Mahalat than going back and repeating Psukim in order to be having a few Psukim before the Tochacha. Maharil Hikbid Al Mish Alolo Tochacha. The Maharil was Makbid on the person that got the Aliyah for the Tochacha. He wasn't happy about it. The Dafka HaShamish Shesochrin Oso Laze Ink Peda. Dafka the Shamish that they hire him, they're paying him money to get that Aliyah, so then there's no Peda, I'm him getting this Aliyah, but otherwise, it's not appropriate to be getting this Aliyah of the Tochacha. Umikom Mokom Im Kira'uhu. If a person, however, was called up for the Aliyah of the Tochacha, Bivadai Tzarech Lalos, you must go up. Demi Shekira'uhu Lalos Asevetorvein Ola, one who gets called up to any Aliyah, and he doesn't go up, Gorem Sheyiskatsru Yomav. That causes that his life is shortened. So you shouldn't be called up, but if you are called up, you better go. V'lo yera lo shum davera. And even though you're getting the aliyah of the tochacha, you don't have to worry if you go up and do the proper thing, because nothing bad will happen. Tekevan sha'ule mishum kavod ha'Torah. Because since you're going up for the honor of the Torah, shomer mitzvah lo yeda davera. One who guards a mitzvah will not know any bad, so no ra will come out of you getting the aliyah of the tochacha if you already called up, so then you go up. U'baharbe mekomos nohagim sha'shleat tzibur korei ba'atzmo. Ole, v'nochonhu. In many places, the minhag is that the Shliach Tzibur HaKorei Ba'atzmo Ole, the one who's leaning, will actually get the aliyah, and that is proper. V'afilu imhu kohen yochol likros mitchilas pashas b'chukosei achar ha'tochacha. And even if the person who is laning is a Kohen, he can still get the aliyah of the tochacha. He'll get the Kohen aliyah in the beginning, and he will read straight through the entire tochacha. Uvminyan hakruim yashlim mishon v'hala, the rest of the six aliyahs that are necessary for the seven total on Shabbos, those six aliyahs will all be read after the tochacha. That's in Parshas Bukhukosai. Uba Parshas Tovo Yitzamtzein. In Parshas Gisavo, you should be Yitzamtzein, meaning you should make it exacting. She yishtali minyan hakruim ad shom. There the tochacha is later in the parsha, so you should be limiting in the size of the aliyos and get the aliyos before. V'hu yeh achron. And then the aliyah of the tochacha could be read by a kohen. Even though he's a Kohen, you can get Achron. Once you have seven Aliyahs, as we know, for Mafti or for Achron, you can always call up a Kohen. So in Parshas Bechukosai, if it's a Kohen that's laning, he'll read from the beginning of the Parsha through the Tochacha, and he'll get six Aliyahs afterwards. In Kisavu, if it's a Kohen, you'll read seven Aliyahs before the Tochacha, and then Achron, you'll call up the Kohen, who's the Balkorei, to read the Tochacha. V'ayim the Beralocha, look at the Beralocha, and we'll see the Beralocha shortly. Sevkotan Yud Ches. Yochol lahafzik bahen. So we said in the Mechaber that the klolos in Mishnah Torah in Kisavo, you are allowed to be mafzik. Why is that? Shehem einom chamuros kolkach. The tochacha in Parshas Kisavo is not so chomer. It's not as chomer as the ones in Bechukosai. Shenemru rak beloshen yochid. Because in Kisavo, the tochacha is written beloshen yochid. Umoshe mi piatzmo amoro. And Moshe Rabbeinu is saying the tochacha by himself in Sefer Dvarim. Sharei b'mishnah Torah k'siv. Because in Mishnah Torah, in Dvarim, in Kisavo, it says, Yad beik Hashem b'cha. Moshe is speaking about the punishments Hashem is going to give. Yad beik Hashem b'cha, yishalach Hashem b'cha, sha'av sha'kol hoya al yedei tzivu Hashem yizbarach. Even though, of course, whatever Moshe Rabbeinu is saying is through the command of Hashem. K'moshe nemar b'sof ha'parsha, Eila divrei habisha asher tziva Hashem es Moshe lichos es bnei Yisrael, that these are the words of the covenant that Hashem commanded Moshe to make with bnei Yisrael. Im kol zeh, but still, b'shor shamaran hoya mipi atzmo. L'maisa, Moshe was saying the words by himself, and he was talking about what Hashem was going to do. So that's more lenient, and it's also in Blashon Yochid. Masha enkei b'taras kohanim, which is not the case in Sefer Vayikra, in Parshas Bechukosai, Hadibros Nemru Mipiagvura. There the words were actually said from Hashem. Kishchina Hoisa Medaberes Mitok Grono Shemosha. Kadosh Baruch Hu was actually speaking through the throat of Moshe Rabbeinu. Through Moshe's mouth, Hashem's voice was coming out. Sharei Amoro Bilushon Mishalcho. There the psukim are saying, as if Hashem is speaking, V'nasati, and I Hashem will place. V'ifkarati, V'ishlachti, meaning Misha Yecholas B'yodolasos Kach. The one who has it in his power is going to do it. So there it's Mamash Hashem speaking. It's also Beloshen Rabbim, and therefore it's Mochamer. And that's why you can't be mafsik in the Tochacha in Vayikra, but you can be mafsik officially in the Tochacha in Dvarim, even though our minhag is not to. Sivkotan Yutes. The Ramah said, you shouldn't call someone up by name for the Aliyah of the Tochacha. Rather, you call up whoever wants to go. Says the Mishabura, Deshemelo Yirtza Lalos Oso Sheyikra Uhu. Because maybe if you call a person up by name, he might not want to come up. Via Vo Lokots Betochechos. And that would be considered like being disgusted by Tochav Hashem. The Ayim Bibir Alocha. Let's read Siv Zayin, and then we'll go back to two important Bir Alochas. The Mechaber says in Siv Zayin, Shmona Psukim Achronim Shabbatorah, the last eight Psukim of the Torah, Ein Mafsikin Behem. We do not stop an Aliyah in the middle of those eight Psukim. El Yochid Korei Eskulam, rather one person reads all eight Psukim. Says the Mishabura Sikoton Chav Shmona, Dahainu Me Vayoma Shamosha, from the Pasuk of Vayoma Shamosha to the end, that's eight Psukim. Only one person reads all eight. Sivkoton Chav Aleph Ein Mafsikin Behem. Lechalkon Lishnei Krum, we don't split those eight Psukim between two Aliyos. Ve'atam, the reason is, Diyesh Bahen Shinui Mishar Sefer Torah. These eight psukim have a chiluk between them and the entire Sefer Torah. The Yoshua Ksavan, about Moshe Rabbeinu dying, so Yoshua wrote these psukim. V'afilu l'man d'omer de Moshe Ksavan b'dema, and even according to the man d'omer that says Moshe actually wrote it with his tears. Ho'el Shiyesh Shinui Bahem, since there's still a change in them, Shenichta b'dema, that they were written with tears, Nishtanu, they changed, Shelo l'chalkon k'shar Sefer Torah, they should not be split up like the rest of the Sefer Torah. Kosa b'sefer tzor hamur, mem beiz maso shebeparshas elomase. The 42 journeys that were made by Klal Yisrael that are brought down in Parshas Masei, ein lahafsik b'hem, you shouldn't stop in the middle of those 42 masos, shem keneged shem mem beiz. Because they are keneged, the 42 letter shame of Hashem. If you look at note number 12, it points out, this is Dafka Bekriya Shel Shabbos B'Shachros. This is Dafka, the laying on Shabbos. We read all the Masos in one Aliyah. Ava Bekriya Shel Mincha B'Shabbos, but the Shabbos is before by Mincha. V'Shel Yom Sheni V'Chamishi, and Monday and Thursday, Kosvu Hanoi Katzon Yosef V'Aksos HaShulchon Shenohagim L'Hafsik B'Hem. There the minhag is yes to be mafsik. Just on Shabbos we read all 42 Masos and we don't stop in the middle. Let's see the Bir Halacha now on page 578. Divramasko Bapsukim Shelufnehem. We said we start with some psukim before the Tochacha in Sefer Vayikra. Ayin Mishabura Mashagosadnu L'Inyan Kriyas HaTochacha. Look what we just discussed in the Mishabura Lagabe, the reading of the Tochacha. I have found, says the Chavos Chaim, some not appropriate activities that are being done by the people. Sheyesh mikomos min hayishuvim. There are some places shebehagiam leseder bechukosai vechisavo. When they get the parshas bechukosai and kisavo, where they have the two tochachas, ain koren batara b'shabbosu. They skip lading that Shabbos. I have found places at the Chavos Chaim, they skip the tochacha when they get to those parshios. Vekama ros osim. This is bad news. They're doing a few bad things. Echad number one, she'ein mekayim kriyas haTorah. Do not mekayim the mitzvah kriyas haTorah. She takana keduma mimos Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom. This is takana Moshe Rabbeinu. They're not satisfying takana Moshe Rabbeinu. Vegam al mash omer akosav musra Hashem b'niyal tumas v'atokos b'tochachto. They're certainly going against this pasuk in Mishlei that says you should not be disgusted by Tochav Hashem. They're not reading the Tochav Hashem. Vigamu tos meikaro. Also, the whole basis is one big mistake. The chimipnei she'ein korim batorah. You think just because you're not reading the Pesukim from the Torah, the Ein Rotzin Lahabit B'Tochecha, and you don't want to look at the Tochecha, B'Tuchem Heim Shelo Yochol Aleim HaTochecha, you think the Tochecha is not going to come because you don't read it? Because you're hiding your eyes from it? You think that's what's going to happen? The Adarabba, the opposite is true, Chas V'Shalom. V'Dome Zeh HaDover, he gives a moshel of what this is like. Le'echot Shehisru Bo Makirov. It's like a person that his friends warned him, Shelo Yelech B'derech Ahu, they said, don't go down this path. Shehu Molei Boros U'Pechasim. There are different holes and stumbling blocks along the way. Don't go that way. V'anar Lehem, and he answered them, Ani Eneni Yorei Min HaPechasim. I'm not worried about any stumbling blocks, any holes. Yeshli Michse Ova. I have a thick covering. V'achasen Aleina. I'm going to cover my eyes. Shelo Ereh Osam. I won't see any holes. I'll cover my eyes. I won't see them. That filu ki epol chalila, and even if I fall into one of the holes, lo yal igu mi many, no one's going to laugh at me. Mipnei shayu eino mechusa, my eyes were closed. Below reisio, so no, I didn't see them, so they're not going to laugh at me if I fall into one of the holes. Heim yeshtus gadol mizeh, is there any greater narish guy than such an attitude? The opposite is true. Adarabu, kol mashe masker Yosef, eino, the more you close your eyes from the holes in the ground, he asiba hagoremes lahazik lanasha, that's a greater cause for you causing damage to yourself. He's going to laugh at you. You're going to be the laughing stock of the town. You close your eyes, so when you fall into this, they won't laugh. They're going to laugh at you more. V'hanimshal muvan, the nimshal is understood on its own. You're not going to read the tochacha, so you're hiding your eyes in the tochacha. You think it's not going to come? Fakert, you're foolish. Maybe the tochacha could inspire you. Maybe it could save you by closing your eyes to it. That's silly. V'ani don osam lekav schus. B'zad l'chavetz chayim, even though that silliness, what they're doing, I have a way to be dan lekav schus. You know what they're thinking when they're not reading the Tochacha? They're skipping the laning that week. They're trying to avoid fights that might come out by the Sefer Torah. Reuven's going to say, Shimon should get the Aliyah of the Tochacha. Shimon's going to say, Reuven should get the Aliyah. We don't want to have fights by the Sefer Torah. That's why they're skipping it. Even though I can be down like Kaslus that way, but Lemaisa, that's not a valid reason because there's an Eitza. Shashlatzibur hakorei ba'atzmo yalu la'torah l'parshazu. Like we said in the Mishavua, the one who's laning, she got the aliyah. U'bazeh ain't shum chash klal l'kuyam, and then there's no concern according to everyone. V'afilu mu kohen gam ken yesh eitzam. Like we said in the Mishavua, even if there's a kohen, there's an eitza for both parshios. K'moshe gosati v'mishavura. V'afilu im asidra bahar b'chukosai hem b'chubaros. The way Mishavura explained, in Mechukosai, that's when you were laying in Mechukosai alone. B'zot the Be'alocha, even if it's a double parsha, B'har Mechukosai, you still have an Eitzah. Gam Ken Yesh Eitzah La'Kohen, there's still an Eitzah for a Kohen to read the Tochacha. Sha'ad Pasuk V'yashavtem La'vetach Ba'artzachem. From the beginning of Bahar, all the way through to the beginning of Mechukosai, Yeshisha Kruim. There could be six Aliyos through the whole Bahar, and the beginning, the first subsum of Chukosai. The Avsha Regilus Tomit Leschaber Ashnes Doros of Parsha Rivi. Even though normally the rule is when you have a double Parsha, the connector between the two Parshios is the Aliyah of Rivi. And the way we're describing it is going to be Shishi. Ink Peda Bedavar Kiyadua. As we know, it's not a Hakpada. The Minig is Rivi, but if it works out to do Shishi, that's also okay. Ki Yechaber Lemishi Yalla Torah La Shishi. Will connect the two parshios with the one who gets called up for Shishi. But parshas Bahar in parshas B'chukosai, he'll read the end of Bahar, the beginning of B'chukosai, Ad Levetach Ba'artzachem, Kanal, till that pasuk. Umina pasuk v'nasati shalom ba'aretz, and then from the pasuk in B'chukosai, of v'nasati shalom ba'aretz, Ad es brisi itchem yikra shvi. The seventh aliyah will read those psukim. Umin va'achaltem yoshen yoshen. And then from the pasuk of va'achaltem yoshen yoshen, leading into the tochacha, at sov seide b'chukosai, yikra she'at tzibur ha'kohen ba'atzmo b'torachrum. And again, the aliyah of the tochacha, which will be the last aliyah, will be after seven, will be achron. And if the one who's learning is a kohen, he can read that, no problem. So therefore, although the Chavetz Chaim comes to be danan l'kaschus, he still says it's an eitzah, and there's no reason to be doing what they are doing. One more bir halacha going on the Ramah. The Ramah said, "V'chein uhagim shelo likros echad bishmo lalos." You shouldn't call up someone for the aliyah of the tocha by his name. Elokoren misha yirtza. Rather, you call up one who wants. What exactly does that mean? So says the bir halacha, don't call him bishmo lalos. Elokoren misha yirtza. Hinei lachorim mashma miloshen ze. The mashmos of the loshen of the Ramah is Sheyomer, that the Gabbai should say the following words. Yamod Misha Yirtza. The one who should get up is the one who wants. That's what it sounds like the Ramah is saying. Avaloni hero lachadish inyan kazeh. But says the Chavetz Chaim, it doesn't make sense to mechadish such an inyan. Shein lezatam, which has no reason. Vegamei nohagin came. That's never our minhag to call up someone without a name. Ki yoser tov sheyish alu mitchila miyirtzalalos. It makes much more sense to say that we first ask, who wants to get called up for this aliyah? O yavtichu liten dvar malu misha dechika leishaita, who offer money. Someone who struggled with parnasa, we offer him money to take this aliyah that no one else wants. V'yukrohu b'shmo, and whoever's masking to get it stam or for money, then we'll call him up by his name. That makes much more sense. V'niruli, and it appears to me, says the Chavetz Chaim, de'eino chanami ka'amar Ramah. That's what the Ramah means. The Ramah doesn't mean you say the words yamod misha yirtze. He means you call up whoever wants. I mean, whoever agreed to it before, you call him up by name. Delo yikru stam le'echad b'shmo sheyala. You don't randomly call up a person by his name. Elami sheyedu mitchila sheyisratzelalos. You call up by name the one that you knew from before that was okay getting the aliyah. Ukumoshe gasavnu zatel Chavetz Chaim. That's what the Ramah means. V'hagam da'loshen k'sas dochuk. Even though in the words of the Ramah, it's a little pushing it. That's what the Ramah means. V'chein mashma b'darchei Moshe, and so is the mashmos of darchei Moshe written by the Ramah as well. B'simin zeh in this simin ule'el b'simin kuflam b'teres ein sham. However, he ends off midivri amalzas hashek mashma l'chorish mefarish k'moshe k'sadnu mitchilav lo nehira. However, zot l'chavetz chayin. If you look at the malzas hashekel, it is mashma that you actually say the words yamod misha yirtza and zot l'chavetz chayin lo nehira. I don't hear it. It doesn't make sense. Let's stop here. And amitz Hashem, next time we'll finish the chelek with sivches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.